Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps.
Beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring amazing special guests from the cast and crew.
After that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is The Week in Philly. Listen at 5 a.m. and 3 p.m. on Saturday and 3 p.m. on Sunday on KYW News Radio 103.9 FM and free on the Odyssey app. Sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers. Get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love.
It's snowing ash currently. I am looking out of my window and I can see the 110 and it's empty. But it's also very cloudy and soot covered everything. The cars are covered, people are covered. I'm wearing a black sweater and I went out earlier and it was covered in ash by the time I got back home.
We continue on the week in Philly and out in California. The Los Angeles area is still reeling from those devastating wildfires. It has been a heartbreaking scene. And KYW's John McDevitt spoke to a Southwest Philadelphia native who recently had moved to L.A. and is dealing with the fallout of the wildfires. And John, tell us about Amir Simon. Let's start with the backstory. Why did he move out to L.A. and where is he in the city? Give us some context.
Yeah, well, Amir Simon, he's 33 years old. He grew up, as you said, in Southwest Philly, got his master's degree in Philadelphia in social work. He got a job, moved out to LA about a year ago. He works primarily in the downtown LA area and other parts of LA County with the homeless and people with mental health challenges. He is out there basically saying it's been pretty tough over the past week.
Where the mountains once were, it's all covered in just like smoke and ash. The sun peaked for like an hour, but on the other side of the sky, it was completely black.
Some clients and fellow colleagues of his had to evacuate their homes. He said that the skies are clear now, but air quality is still a major, major concern.
It's difficult to breathe. Everyone's like wearing masks.
It's the first time that he encountered wildfires, and he just was shocked by it was hard to breathe. It's snowing ash, as he says. He was also noticed that there was an influx of wild animals.
I've seen an influx of coyotes early morning.
And foxes and other fauna coming out from the mountains and into communities. Not only are these beautiful homes, but there are also a lot of wildlife calls those mountains in that area home. And, it's just a real sad situation.
Has he had to evacuate at any point in his house? Has he lost anything?
So he's in downtown L.A. So the nearest fire when it first broke out was about 20, 25 minutes away. He didn't lose his home or any, car or anything of that nature. But still very much a concern. He could see it. The sky would illuminate at night. And even though he wasn't in the line of fire, so to speak, it was certainly a difficult situation. And also just knowing that your colleagues and clients, they have lost a lot. It's still a major concern. I mean, these fires are not out yet. I was just amazed, too, of like the homes that you see that were devastated, like things were just melted. It was crazy.
Yeah. No, it's just it's like something you'd see after a massive hurricane. It's just like things are just destroyed.
Yeah.
How is he handling this, even though he hasn't lost anything, just like the sheer magnitude of it, especially for somebody that's only been there for a little bit of time. Like, is it overwhelming?
Yeah, it is. And he doesn't do activities outside. He stays indoors because of the air quality.
So I am working remotely. I checked in with my team, and we're all doing the same. And we're just, you know, finding resources for everyone to maintain their safety. I've just been, like, you know, trying to regulate my anxiety by checking in with friends and family, updating myself on my weather app, and minimally watching the news.
He talks to his mom, who lives here, Sharon, in Southwest Philly. He said that, you know, not only is he settling her nerves, but it helps him too with anxiety and things. I used to live in LA for 9 years, so I'm familiar with these areas, and just seeing the pictures, it's like it was reminiscent of, for me, you know, the LA riots. The LA riots occurred right when I moved there, and you know, the fires and just like even like the looting that we're seeing, and also like the barricades, like the people that are live there can't get back in because they're being kept out of that area, the police barricades. And it's just for me, it's reminiscent of that time when we were under curfew and danger, not knowing, that fear of not knowing what is next or could I be next. And that's just like, if you feed into that fear, it's crippling. It really is. So I guess talking it out and just helping neighbors out is how people are getting by.
Is he hopeful about the future, or is it still Matt? Or is he still kind of in that mindset of the day to day, getting through this, and then we'll kind of not reassess, but kind of put it all together and look ahead?
Yeah, I think he's still in it. You know, when your adrenaline kicks in, and you know, and again, not knowing what's next, or could there be something worse around the corner? I think that he's in it, and I don't think he's really thought that far yet, because it's still in very, you know, it's a very fluid situation.
All right, thank you very much, John. KYW's John McDevitt joining us. We need to take a break. We will have more of the Week in Philly coming up. Stay with us.
Check out The Week in Philly, Saturdays at 5 a.m., Saturdays and Sundays from 3 to 4 p.m. on KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM, or free on the Odyssey app. Sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers, there's nothing quite like the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid when it comes to exhilarating efficiency. With hybrid technology and thrilling capability, these vehicles deliver an electrifying performance on every drive. Redefine your driving experience with Honda. Contact your local Honda dealer today about the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid.